Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
What a game last night. I got it. This NFL season so far, Monday Night Football. I have one request here on Keyshawn,
way to kick off the show.
This is how tired I am. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Look, now that I have to wake up early in the morning, can we please make the games earlier? Because what I tell myself, all right, what I'm going to do is I'm going to watch the first half. Then I'm going to go to sleep. I'll wake up and read about it in the morning, watch some highlights.
You can't
watch the
damn game,
but
man.
That's what I did. And I'm going on this. It's back-to-back nights, 3 hours sleep.
I want you to follow my lead on this. I've been doing this.
Take a nap, dude.
I've been doing this for six years now.
Mornings.
Radio.
Back in L.A. too.
But it's the same hours. Everybody always say that, right? They go, you're smart. You know the math. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
Whether you're on the East Coast or the West Coast, your time is the same.
You're smart. You know the math.
Yeah, because I was going to explain to him, but he knows the math. And so everybody always goes, well, man, you know, you got – I'm like, no, it's the same. Go home, lay down, take a nap. I know you got another show, blah, blah, blah. Take a nap here. Get you a blanket. Lay down. Find you a room. Close the door.
Going to have to try it.
Max, come to the realization that you're not going to sleep the same.
I know there are some people, like I worked with Marcellus Wiley for 6 years, Key remembers.
I have no idea who he is.
And he needs 4 hours. Like, there are some dudes like this. 4 hours sleep, their eyes open, they're good. That's not me.
I get six, I'm good. Like last night, I got
five
and a half, six,
I'm
good.
To teach you how to get the six or the seven.
Yeah, you got to sneak in an hour here and an hour there. I get too caffeinated. I need caffeine.
And I know you're working and you're doing all this stuff, but you can get an hour here, 30 there. Do your show at 2 to 3. Bam, I'm going home. Yeah, the kids come home from school, whatever. Leave me alone. Need an hour. Now I'm up to ready. The game comes on. You're ready to rock and roll.
Really what you're doing is just buying a few hours at the end of the night.
Dude, I've seen the game from beginning to end.
Yeah, me too. So, and who could not see it? The problem is it was too exciting.
I was up wide awake.
Right. Well, then you had other things to do also, so were up all night, I'm guessing.
That's why my voice is.
We're going to get into.
I've never talked so much in my life.
We're going to get into the SC drama in a little bit. Guys, I got to tell you something, and here, let me do all this. You heard the great Brent Musburger on Raider Nation, 9:20 a.m.
So
as
good.
The Raiders beat the Ravens 33-27 in overtime. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline. And that game had everything, including the finish. There were so many times. They're going to win. It was unbelievable. What was your takeaway, Key? Your big takeaway?
The first couple quarters was a little sloppy to a degree, but it still was good football, if that makes any sense. You could tell it was the first game of the season. You know, slightly balls thrown a certain way behind guys, and the guys not hitting the hole. A lot of penalties early.
You're talking about for the Raiders especially?
Both sides in general.
Mm-hmm. Fans, they're christening the stadium with fans.
Oh, man, I can only imagine what it was like inside the actual stadium. But I thought it was a well-played football game by the time you came to the end. It was good. It was one of those Monday night football games that you stay up to watch.
You're not lying. What about you, Jay?
Derek Carr, I mean, look, the pass he had it in was incredible. But I felt like watching the Raiders, they should have won the game last night. It's at home. You're playing against a Baltimore team that is banged up. Now, I give Baltimore a lot of credit. Give Lamar Jackson a lot of credit. It seems like he made a lot of improvement in the offseason. But I still walked away saying, okay, even though they got Sammy Watkins, like they still don't have a number one receiver.
Bateman, you know, was right, can't play.
Yeah, but he's a rookie.
He's
a
rookie.
Anyway.
Like, you can't really count on that. And also, man, like he was elusive. Max Crosby, I feel like he made the Pro Bowl last night. I mean, the amount of pressure he was putting on Lamar Jackson time after time after time was just incredible to watch. But still, I mean, no Marcus Peters in that secondary. I mean, Zane Jones, he was so open. He was so open. A lot of problems for Baltimore.
Let me tell you my big takeaway, okay? And by the way, Derek Carr, Key's been on Derek Carr.
Don't say anything to anybody. I'm an idiot.
He had a 3rd and 10, a beautiful pass down the field to the sideline to Ruggs, right, in the third or fourth quarter, I mean, he made a lot of great plays. My big takeaway is this. When you look at the quarterback-coach combination for most teams, that'll tell you what you need to know. Although Tomlin can do it with or without Roethlisberger, win eight games, right? But Roethlisberger and Mike Tomlin are always going to compete. You know, you got Harbaugh and Lamar Jackson. They will be competitive. What I wanted to see from the Raiders is, okay, Gruden and Carr, it's been several years now. Your record's improving every year, but you're christening the stadium with fans against that competitive type of team. What's going to happen here? Can you actually come away with the win? And they did.
Yeah, I think this is that was a growing up moment for this particular Raider team. When you talk about moments that you have in the past, that would have went against the Raiders.
Exactly.
And now it went for the Raiders. So you feel good about the next game that you play. You look forward to that. You're like, okay, we know we can win in these crucial situations because, again, that would have gone against the Raiders in the past. You know, everybody was – you mentioned in Derek Carr, you know, people don't feel like Carr is an elite quarterback in the National Football League. I know what I see. It's
elite?
Funny to
you
me.
See elite?
I see an elite quarterback. What the hell's wrong with him? There's nothing wrong with him. I mean, when you look at the way he played last night, he threw the ball around 56 times. But, you know, you got Waller on a corner route down the sideline. He puts up one hand to try to get a poster. If you catch it with two hands, that's another completion.
Yeah.
Why did you even remotely try to catch it with one hand? Just for what? So when you start to look at that, the interception in the end and the overtime.
Was not on Carr.
That's not a Carr deal. It went through a dude's hands like it was an open net.
Right.
So it's like when you start to look at things, you got to know what you're looking at. Don't get caught up in the hype about who's on the commercials and who likes what. Don't get caught up in that.
Guys, that's what was so impressive to me.
Don't get caught up in that.
What was so impressive to me is usually with the Raiders or a team like the Raiders in recent years, once the pass goes through dude's hands, once the dude is down, his knee is down, oh, it's not a touchdown, and then you get, and then 5 yards, and then et cetera, et cetera. They lose that kind of game,
yes.
Right?
Leatherwood.
For Carr to lead
Alex,
to be an elite quarterback, Key, I think the next step, and it's team dependent, as you know, right? The
absolutely.
Perception.
Absolutely.
But to lead the team to the win under those circumstances, to me, Carr takes the next step.
Do you think last night spoke more volume about the Raiders and how their defense got better? Or I walked away concerned about Baltimore.
Yeah, I don't think the Raiders' defense got better. I think the Raiders
– slightly better
I think
than
the
what
Raiders
it was last year. It was ranked 27th. I mean, it was one of the worst defenses.
I think they did a little bit better in terms of maybe pass rush because of the style and play in which Lamar Jackson played. But
that's a problem for the Baltimore Ravens because that right tackle is an issue for them, right? I mean, we got the backup to the backup to the backup. Latavius Murray, like, there was no pass protection.
Lamar Jackson, the way he carried on that first fumble was making me a little nervous.
How are you not worried about Lamar Jackson?
Yeah, right.
Right? I mean, both guys are scrambling for their damn lives.
It's time for Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Here's some Straight Talk from John Gruden.
Felt like I died and woke up and died again, and I was like a cat. I had multiple lives tonight. I don't like playing like that. It was tough. But, again, we did a lot of really good things to win that football game tonight.
That's Straight Talk brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Key, I know, okay, that's not the best metaphor, but I know what he means. Like, when Edwards' knee was down, oh, you got to be kidding. When you don't score on that drive, you're like, come on, you're dead. And then they came back to life.
Yeah, when you don't score. So as soon as that happened, I said, they ain't going to score.
Right.
As soon as it happened.
They're going to lose.
As soon as it happened. I said, they're not going to score. They're not going to get in. It's over. So then the pick happened, and I'm like, damn. And then, you know, Lamar fumbles. They get it. I'm like, okay, they got an opportunity again. Then they come with a casino blitz, which is an all-out blitz. Carr heaves the ball up on Zay Jones. You out there butt-necked all by yourself. If you can't make that throw and can't make that catch, neither should be in the league.
No doubt. That after everything that happened, that catch was like, yeah, well, of course. That's not one of those spectacular plays.
Yeah, but you don't know how hard that is, though, man.
To get him open.
No. To catch that ball.
Under those circumstances.
Those lights, man.
It's not even the lights. It's the circumstance, like Max said. You that open, and it's that is on the line, and anything could happen. You could trip on a grass needle. You could get caught in the lights. And Zay Jones doesn't have the best hands in America. So I was just like, Oh, my
okay, wait,
God.
Key. So take me to that moment, right? Everyone's watching, game's on the line, Monday night football, wide open. If you don't catch this, you're a bum, right? So what's going through your mind is like part of that has to be you're aware, right, of all that, right?
Yeah, you are aware of it, but at the same time, it's just one of those deals where I've seen guys in that situation.
But when you have been in that situation.
Oh, no, that's easy, man. It's like knocking down a Ray Allen three. We ain't even – that's
so how can
that's
you,
wet. That's Steph Curry crossing the half-court line and then just –
So boom. How are you a wit? Because the way you speak about it, yeah. You speak about it like someone who's been in the moment at some point
in
their
yes,
life.
Oh, yes, I have. Oh, no, I've been in there. I got a lot of highlight clips.
Right. And know what someone is thinking, the negative thoughts that can creep in. Is that from talking to
you
teammates?
Don't want, no, because you just know you don't want to be the guy, right, Max? You don't want to be the guy – in that situation. And if I'm Carr and I'm the quarterback and I see the casino blitz coming and I miss that throw, that's a lot of pressure to hit that. Because it's
both,
wide open.
On
and
the
you're
quarterback
not,
and the receiver.
And you're not ready to throw.
We're asking on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed, at Key, Jay, and Max, who's the NFL MVP after week one? Be a part of KJM Nation on the Dr. Pepper Twitter feed. Or call in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. ESPN Nation's presented by Dr. Pepper. College football's back. So are the fans. Return to glory with Fansville by Dr. Pepper, the one fans deserve. Key will rank his MVPs at 9-10. But coming up, the key to the future of USC's football program is sitting right next to me.
I'm
right
leaving.
To my left.
Uh-oh.
That's after Jay has this from Rumble On.
Do you have a motorcycle, ATV, or even a truck that's sitting in your garage that you've been waiting to sell? With RumbleOn.com, you can easily turn your unused vehicle into cash in minutes. RumbleOn.com will give you a cash offer for your vehicle and pick it up for free anytime, anywhere. Harley, Polaris, Can-Am, Yamaha, you name it. Even if you're just looking to trade it in, RumbleOn will pay cash no matter what the make or the model. So visit RumbleOn.com today and enter promo code RADIO, R-A-D-I-O, to get a $300 increase on your cash offer. Fast bikes, faster cash.
Why did USC make this move now after just two games?
When you look at what happened Saturday night, Stanford game, I mean, we got run out of our own building.
What should be done eventually must be done immediately, so I wasn't surprised.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, next.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, ESPN 2, Sirius XM, Channel 80, and your smart speakers. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is presented by Progressive Insurance. All guests join us on the Goodyear Hotline.
What you do, Key? What you do, man? Send out a tweet.
I mean, that was fast. That was
that
from Saturday.
Very quickly.
That was Saturday night to Monday. I'm
quickly.
Not a math major, but by my calculations,
got this man packing his bags real quick.
Y'all need to stop, man.
Right. I can no longer fight on for him. That line was just because it was a classic line. It was and it was real. It was real.
Mike Bond, the USC athletic director on Trojans Live, why they decided to fire Clay Helton now.
In the end, it's just a sense of ensuring that long-term we have the ability to build. I think we've made some nice progress in the time that Clay and I have worked together. I enjoyed working with Clay. He is an incredible person, and we did some neat things. And I'm proud of the fact that together I think we – oh, boy, didn't lose a whole lot of games. When you think back of going through COVID, I couldn't imagine of going through COVID without Clay as a partner. But, again, I think that you know, we're committed to winning national championships, and we believe that in order to do that, a change was needed.
Why was a change needed if, according, Key, to Mike Bond, who's correct, they didn't lose a lot together. They weren't together very long, but they were like 7-2 or something. Why was a change needed to win a national championship?
Well, I think you start off by saying Clay did a tremendous job when he was there in terms of winning a lot of football games. I was one of a handful of people that signed off on Clay to be hired at that time as our head coach when he was hired. There was nothing wrong with hiring Clay Helton at the time. But – you know, it's like anything else. It runs its course if you're not winning the games that you need to win. We beat Penn State in the Rose Bowl. It certainly looked like we were headed in the right direction. You know, we open up against Alabama. We get run out of the building. We play Ohio State in the Cotton Bowl. We get run out of the building. You know, it's one of those deals where, you know, we I think we beat Notre Dame one time in his tenure there. I mean, you start to look at what's happening in the landscape of college football. And when you lose a game like we lost to Stanford, who's coming off a loss against Kansas State in an embarrassing fashion, and they turn around and hand us what Kansas State handed them after we struggled the week prior to that against San Jose State, you could clearly see that the program wasn't headed in the right direction, Max.
It feels to me, because I was there for about half a dozen years in L.A., and you know, we obviously covered the Trojans a lot through the Lane Kiffin years and everything. It seems to me that people have forgotten, little by little, the expectations of the SC program have eroded. It's not okay to have a losing season. Well, it's not okay to win twice as many games as you lose. Trojans are supposed to, like, you know, three losses in a year. You're like, what happened?
Well, that's not even half of it, though. You know, you want to dig deep into the weeds. Do you know what USC, the foundation of USC football, like, we created, for all intents and purposes, we created the SEC. We created the SEC in 1970. When Sam Bam Cunningham went down there as a true freshman and waxed Alabama, they started the integration in the SEC. Mm. That's what our program is about. We're about being Ohio State, being Alabama. Clemson's on to something now, but we're about that. And with Clay Helton, we were not getting that. There's four quarterbacks that I could think of, five that I could think of.
Save that voice, brother.
No, I'm good. The five that I could think of, Matt Corral, Ole Miss. You know where he's from? Westlake Village, California, went to Oaks Christian. Okay? C.J. Stroud, you know where he's at? Ohio State. Southern California backdoor. You could go JT Daniels transfer, was not held on to because Kadon Slovis had a good year after JT had an ACL, so he decided to move on, but we couldn't retain him in the program. We couldn't convince him enough to stay in the program and just that.
Be patient.
DJU's at Clemson. Oh, by the way, if you know anything about USC football program in Orange County, California, which is pretty much the mecca for our alumni support. Bryce Young went to Modern Day High School. You know who else went there? Matt Leinart. Huh. Guess where he's at now? Alabama. So you allowed recruits like that to get away.
That's been going on. By the way, so basically post Pete Carroll, a lot of that's been going
on.
Wait,
you can't have that happen.
What's the answer? Who is the answer?
You know, I don't know who the answer is right now. This is only the second week of college football. There are certainly a lot of names out there. Dante Williams, assistant head coach, defensive pass game coordinator, is taking over as an interim head coach, first African-American head coach in USC football history. Mm. So right there, we've already set certain precedent just by doing that alone. He certainly has He's out front because he's the interim. What about, I guess, 11 games, 10 or 11 games left in the season. So he has an opportunity. And then you're going to get the names. You're going to get the normal names out there, right? You're going to get the James Franklins of the world. You're going to get the Iowa State coach. They're going to be throwing names out there. Coach Peterson, who was at Washington. I mean, you're going to get all of those things. You're going to get Bill O'Brien, who's at Alabama now, who's there doing a good job. Maybe there's a rebirth. You're going to get Sexy Lane Kiffin again. Let's revisit that. The Yankees did it before with Billy Martin.
You think they're going to revisit Lane Kiffin?
I don't know that
he brought it up
not.
The other day.
I don't know.
Kiffin had a season. They went 10-2. They had no scholarships.
Yeah,
they had limited scholarships.
Yeah. Whatever the fallout was with Lane, that's in the past. He's grown now. He's more mature. You could certainly tell it. I don't know that they're going in that direction. I've yet to address that situation with anybody. But there's coaches. They're going to be coaches in the pros. This is one of the premier jobs in all of college football. And we certainly need to be at the top in front of everybody. When you talk top 4 and 5 in college football, our names should always be mentioned, not no damn Oregon Ducks.
But they changed the uniform 10 years ago, and all of a sudden they're picking recruits off? I mean, come on. As the NFL season gets underway, make sure you're ready for kickoff with TuneIn, the app that lets you listen to live games, in-depth analysis, and tailored content for your team all season long. Plus, with ESPN Radio on TuneIn, you can listen to comprehensive football coverage from NFL Live, Fantasy Focus Football, and more, all to fuel your football fandom. Download the TuneIn app today to start listening everywhere you go. And here's the question, guys. What does Andy Dalton offer that Justin Fields doesn't?
Oh, God.
That was the question that Matt Nagy faced after the Bears were destroyed on Sunday Night Football against the Rams. Key has the answer after this from Granger.
For all the ones who get it done, Granger is always there to help. You see, Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. So call 1-800-GRANGER, click Granger.com, or just stop on by.
The Bears are a really tough outfit. Great job by the team being able to get the win tonight.
It was tough to kind of get into a rhythm in the first half. We only had 4 possessions, but we were explosive in some of those and made some big plays.
What a play by Van Jefferson to be able to get up, have the awareness to finish that.
More Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max next.
For the ones who get it done, Granger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. Dan Graziano. Going to play Hot News or Not News with us in 10 minutes. And speaking of hot news, Andy Dalton and Justin Fields both played against the Rams in the Bears' 34-14 loss. And yesterday, Coach Matt Nagy was asked the question on everyone's mind.
After seeing Andy Dalton live, I think what Bears fans want to know is, what does Dalton give you that at this point Justin Fields does not?
Well, that's a good question. I understand it. But when you look back and you say, and after you're able to watch the tape and see where you're at, you know that, you know, we talked about And I brought it up in regards to producing and scoring touchdowns and winning. And so we're always evaluating that. But I thought that Andy did a pretty good job yesterday of being able to, you know, get the ball out to guys where he needed to in certain situations. You look back and the biggest error that he had was that interception to start the game. And sometimes those can be big ones because that's a momentum deal right on third down. So, you know, without getting into the comparisons too much, I just think that right now when we're evaluating Andy, that I thought he did a good job of being able to put us in good situations, and then using Justin when we did. Justin did well too.
Key, what he didn't say was we're playing our best quarterback. And I mean, this decision's obviously not made on who gives you the best chance to win. It's made on long-term development for Justin Fields. What do you think of what Coach said? What would you do?
Well, I think I have to first understand what my job security is as a coach. If I feel secure and I have the information that I'm okay, then now I can make an intelligent decision what to do with my quarterback. But we all clearly know that Justin Fields is the better quarterback, not only for the short term, but also for the long term. But if I got some wiggle room, meaning I can go two or three games with Andy Dalton, then I could maybe do that, much like the Baltimore Ravens did several years ago, Flacco, Lamar Jackson.
What do you need to see to go a couple games with Dalton? Like,
can we beat Cincinnati? Okay. Can we beat Cincinnati? Is he giving us the best chance to beat Cincinnati?
If he's not mid-game.
Come on.
Yeah,
I'm
probably going to, because I'm 0-4. The division is 0-4. If I lose to Cincinnati.
It's a blow.
It's a hammer.
Yeah.
But if I win, I'm good. So if he gives me the best chance to win in the second, third quarter, then Andy Dalton is toast, be the backup for the rest of the year.
Jay,
I got to save my job if I don't have all the information.
Justin Fields needs to play, but, you know, what the hell is Matt Nagy talking about? Andy Dalton produced? Like, I heard Andy Dalton produced. He had two pass attempts for over 10 yards. Like, every other quarterback in the damn NFL had four or more pass attempts are over 10 yards. So it's more of Matt Nagy's system that bothers me here. I don't understand what Andy Dalton gives you. And I understand you could say, well, it's a revenge game for him to go back to Cincy and, you know, that whole narrative. Play the best player, man. Play the guy that gives you the best
chance.
So
you would start Justin Fields week two?
Damn right I would. Wouldn't you?
You know, I got to say, based on what you both said, I thought, like, be patient. Justin Fields, make sure you take care of him. Bad offensive line. Let him go through weeks of practice. And what Keith said about the fact is the division's 0-4. And a win against the Bengals, who aren't exactly the gimme they were last year because Joe Burrow's healthy, right? And Jamar Chase. They just beat Minnesota? Yeah. Okay, but it's not
a tight game.
They're not like they were last year without Joe Burrow.
Understood.
They're a little liver, right? If you lose that game, you really put yourself behind the eight ball differently than if you win it. So I think I'm with right now where I am is I got to play this game by ear. I do start Andy Dalton.
Just play by ear.
But if they start falling down big, yeah. I think I got to put in Justin Fields.
Well, I don't even know that I'm going to give you the opportunity to fall down big. When you are managing the game and coaching the game, you should be able to see which way the wind is blowing.
I agree with that too. I shouldn't have said big. You're right.
You have to
keep yourself live in the game.
Yeah.
You're right.
Why start What does Andy Dalton give you that Justin Fields does not?
A tackling dummy so Fields doesn't get hurt.
But you're playing against Cincy. You're not playing against the Rams.
I get it.
Like, I'm just curious, like, why you guys, you know, the wiggle room, be patient, allow Andy to start.
Because the Bears' offensive line can make the Cincy defensive front look like the 85 Bears.
But who has the feet to move around to combat that?
Yeah, yeah. But this is like, go ahead.
But I was going to say, not only that, Jay, you are best served when you're young if you're not 100% ready to look from the sidelines to be able to understand what they're doing. I'm not saying play Andy Dalton the entire game. All I'm saying is keep it as tight as you can keep it. If it starts to look like it's going to slip away, you insert him into the lineup, Justin Fields into the lineup at third quarter, second quarter, whatever it may be, to inject something in the rest of the team. Now, all of a sudden, they fired up. Look, you know, because the players, the veteran guys, they know. You don't have to worry about them. So let's say, for instance, it's 10, 6 at the end of 1, but it should be 21-6 in favor of Chicago. And all of a sudden, they insert Justin Fields in the lineup. People like Khalil Mack, all of a sudden, he feels a certain way. He
comes back to life.
Oh, man, Allen Robinson feels a certain way. Because it's like, yes. So you gotta know the pulse of your team when you're making these decisions.
Well, I think that's a really interesting point. You have to know the pulse of your team. What would make you think that Matt Nagy knows the pulse of his team? No, that's real talk. Come on, Max. That's from everything we've seen, from the way they labeled Andy Dalton from the beginning of the year, Key, QB1, to I give them credit, him and Ryan Pace moving up in the draft, getting Justin Fields. But like, what makes anybody think that he understands how his team and what his team wants?
I have a different,
you know what I mean?
I have a different sense of what Nagy's doing. I give him a little more credit than most people, because when your job is on the line, the temptation is to look out for what's for right now. Right? Like, let me cover my butt right now and do the thing. Him making the better longer-term plan is actually a good sign from Nagy.
But that's why I say, when you first posed the question to me, it depends on what I've been told. So if I've been told that everything is okay right now, then I feel a certain way. But if I'm being told nothing, and a person keeps walking by me at practice and not speaking to me, or just, you know, because owners and general managers
then
do
you
that
know.
To you.
You write. They don't see, say you it. See the writing on the wall.
Yeah, they don't even say anything to you. They make everything tense. But if I'm being told, let's do this, now I could operate accordingly.
I see. I think that's smart by the Bears, Jay. The Bears have never got quarterback right in my lifetime. You got to get this right. You got to potentially great.
You don't remember Sid Luckman?
But like, no, that's before my lifetime.
But Max, I get a little bit lost, because you're just saying if Andy doesn't start out well, then play Justin Fields. So what's that?
It's less than
do?
Ideal.
What's
less
that
than
quarter
ideal.
Do from a sitting back on the sideline? It's because one quarter.
I'll tell you why. Because if it is a revenge game and Andy Dalton can somehow win, he buys Justin Fields another week of what Key was talking about, learning on the sidelines, right?
You're just
trying to buy him a little time. But I hear you. Listen.
Every situation is not ideal, right?
Right.
If you go back, and I'll say it again. If you go back and you look at the Baltimore Ravens, and Harbaugh was on the hot seat that year. They selected Lamar Jackson at the end when he was supposed to be playing another position, but they said, no, we want him to be a quarterback. They messed around and wiggled him in on some read option stuff or whatever. And the game started to slip away. And they said to themselves, you know what? This dude's not getting ready to get us fired. We're going to go down in flames with Lamar Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
They put Lamar in. He led him to the playoffs. The next year, he became the MVP. But having the opportunity to sit back and kind of – see what's out there. He got those few games, and then, bam, this is 0-4 with one more game now in the season, makes it 17. If you're 0-4 in the division and you can afford to lose to Cincinnati and maybe still be okay in the division.
But it would be nice to pick up
that win.
That's when you look at the schedule, you see Cincinnati, you're like, okay, that's a winnable game, even with Dalton. And it's a very different – people get this twisted, right? This, they get bent. It's not that Andy Dalton and Mike Greenberg had a whole thing. They did a great job on Get Up the other day where he's talking about, like, this is not like Alex Smith and Patrick Mahomes. It's not. That's like San Francisco, right? Garoppolo's a good quarterback. You can compete for a Super Bowl, and now you develop Trey Lance, who's more of a project. This is not that. This is, oh, we got a kid who's probably ready to go now, but we have a bad offensive line. He's only going to get better with more time. We're not ready to win a Super Bowl now, but maybe we can make a little playoff run. That'd be good for everyone involved. So you got to play. I agree with Key here. You got to play it by ear.
Very similar to Baltimore's situation. Baltimore had a lights-out defense, and they had a young quarterback that could do some stuff, but they wasn't ready to play him and throw him to the wolves full time. And I think this smart is very, very smart by Matt Nagy to wait a game or two or a quarter or two in this next game to make that decision.
Key, you've always said
that's the first time I've heard Smart and Matt Nagy in the same sentence.
You've always said
I'm just being,
that. Yeah. No. I get it. You always said that the veterans will tell you who to play.
Yes, they will.
Here's one of the Bears veterans, David Montgomery, on Fields' touchdown run.
Jay Fields is special. He already has a natural aura to himself that, you know, kind of changes the flow of how things go. You know, he's a great kid, humble human being. So when it happened, it was very refreshing to see. Jay Fields going to do what he do.
What does that say?
So that means
what does that say about your quarterback? What does that say when your running back is saying he has a special oar? Like, to me, that tells me that he's somebody that wants to be led by Justin Fields. And I'm not saying that he's not saying Andy Dalton can't lead, but there, sometimes when you're around different people, they give off a different type of feeling, Key.
Well, that's what
and that's
saying.
What Justin does.
But that's what I was saying, Jay. So you have that 6-10, and you probably should be up 21-6, and the offense is just clunking along, and you insert him into that lineup, and that aura that he brings when he's in that huddle, everybody's eyes get big now. And that's how you use that to your advantage if you know the pulse of your team. Now, if Matt Nagy doesn't know the pulse of the team, then that's on him. I mean, you know, I went through a similar situation with Bill Parcells and Vinny Testaverde versus Glenn Foley. They were going to give Glenn an opportunity, but we all knew that Testaverde, and once Vinny came in, it was a wrap.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max is brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. Get a Samsung Galaxy A32 5G for only $299, no contract. Straight Talk Wireless 5G-capable device required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary.
I don't need to see you twice.
Time for Hot News or Not News with Dan Graziano. I read a statement. Dan tells us if that's hot news or not news. Let's get started with a wild finish last night. Dan, ready? Raiders overtime win over the Ravens. Week one, Dan, hot news or not news?
Hot news because, I mean, look, it's crazy that the Raiders won the game. But the fact that the Ravens lost it, I think, is the hot news here because this is a Ravens team that is coming off a real rough training camp where they haven't really had, you know, everyone together on offense because there's been so many injuries. They trade away one of their tackles to a conference rival. They struggle at tackle last night. I think the Ravens' issues surfacing late in that game are big news as we look ahead to, I think, what's going to be a really tough AFC North race.
I think it's hot news for the Raiders. The Raiders finally got one of those signature wins under John Gruden. In the past, Dan, the Raiders would just squander this. Things go bad. It went south in a hurry for them. It's good to see them finally get a win that makes some sense.
Yeah, I think it's big trouble for the Ravens, because I get worried. We worry about Kyler Murray running around, save his life. I watched Lamar Jackson do that a ton last night, especially with that right tackle being horrible.
It's hot news because of what he said. The Raiders need to win a game like that, and they did.
But did the Raiders not beat the Kansas City Chiefs early in the season last year? Was that not a signature win? I got to see the Raiders hold up over a whole season before I'm buying in this John Gruden Raiders era.
Aaron Rodgers post-game comments after Matt LaFleur called the Packers' loss embarrassing. Hot news or not news, Dan?
Well, I mean, it was embarrassing, so I'm going to say not news. Look, I think Aaron Rodgers and Matt LaFleur, are on the same page. Rodgers' issues with the team have been with the front office. He's been clear on that. Everything I've been told over the last couple of years is that the relationship between Rodgers and LaFleur is good. I think everyone felt like it was embarrassing, and I think that, you know, they'll work to get it fixed. So I thought the game was big news for the Saints. I think the Packers are going to end up being just fine. I'm going to go with not news on post-game comments after a really rough loss.
I would say it's not news, but due to more, not what Dan is saying, but more the lack of preparation in training camp. Only 7 padded practices, less than 2 hours in each one of those padded practices, no real preseason reps. And when you look at them playing against the Saints, it looked like they were not prepared. Which Dan said, I think they'll be fine. Bigger news for the Saints.
Dan, I'm going to go hot news here. It's not what Aaron Rodgers said. It's how he said it. I sound like my mama, right? The tone of how Aaron Rodgers speaks sometimes to the media, considering what he went through this past summer, I think really rubs fans, especially Green Bay Packer fans, the wrong way.
I think it's hot news because the Packers looked terrible. And you mentioned, Key, 7, you know, 7 padded practices. There's not a lot of preparation. And then the comments he made really put it on the coaching staff, as we discussed yesterday. I think that's actually hot news. This is Hot News or Not News with Dan Graziano. Jalen Hurts throws 3 touchdowns in his first start of the year. Dan, hot news or not news?
Hot news. Mm-hmm. Remember, Jalen Hurts this year is on a mission to convince the Philadelphia Eagles that they don't need to go make a big trade for someone like Deshaun Watson or Aaron Rodgers or someone like that next offseason. This is his audition, and coming right out of the gate, he hit a big one. I mean, this was a guy saying, look, don't overlook me. I can be your answer at quarterback. Long way to go in the season, but great start for Jalen Hurts.
Hot news for Jalen Hurts. I think Dan is on to something right there when you talk about going out and getting a Deshaun Watson. Jalen Hurts doesn't get the necessary respect around the National Football League from the pundits, not the players on the field, but people that, in my eyes, that don't watch enough football to know that this guy can really play. It was a decision made by Nick Saban that have put this narrative out on him. When Nick Saban went to Tua and he transferred to Oklahoma 2 years later and lit it up, people automatically assume that Jalen Hurts could play the position.
Hot news when you get a win on the road in your first game as a starter against the Falcons. Especially hot news when the same day the other quarterback that used to play for your team played marginally against Seattle and saw their head get beat in.
And the other quarterback who took your job has not been playing as well as you. This is hot news. Look at what the Eagles did. They used a second round pick on him when they had Carson Wentz. They gave him all the reps with the ones, right? The team responded to him last year. They got him Devontae Smith, who's excellent and has been excellent. This is hot news. Jalen Hurts also takes care of the ball, and the team plays for him. Mike Vrabel calling out Julio Jones for a personal foul. Hot news or not news, Dan?
Look, it's hot news, and here's why. When I was at Titans camp, I was asking Vrabel, you know, I always ask everybody, what's your big concern heading into the season? He said, these guys, and he's talking about his veteran players, have not all been on the practice field together enough. You know, Julio Jones was sitting out nursing some stuff. A.J. Brown, similar stuff. There was a lot of rest going on there, and Vrabel was concerned the team would not be ready to play out of the gate because of this. And I think, you know, he's venting toward Julio Jones, who, by the way, you know, one of the reasons he's not in Atlanta anymore is they didn't like that he basically didn't practice a lot during the season because he was nursing health injuries. So they've got to all get on the same page there in terms of how they prepare for games in Tennessee. I think they will, but I think this is legitimate frustration bubbling to the surface
for
Vrabel.
Dan, is certainly hot news, and you alluded to something about frustration. Anytime coaches start to speak out against players, there's some frustration setting in somewhere about practice habits, lack of targets, not hustling, not doing what they think you should be doing. But I still don't think that Vrabel should be calling out Julio Jones when he's supposed to be a defensive mastermind and Mighty Mouse ran all over him looking for cheese.
I mean, that's simple. Exactly what Keith said. Worry about the defense, man. And let's see how your relationship continues to develop with Julio Jones after you call him out specifically when you had a horrific defensive day.
I think it's hot news. I think everything we talked about so far is hot news, including this. There's a way a coach can call out a star player, hold him accountable, show the team. We saw Arians did it with Brady last year. It's different. It's a quarterback. But there was something, there was a little sharpness to this. There was a little edge to this that tells me it's not just one of those situations. Like, coach was mad and kind of hung Julio out to dry. I didn't like it. I think it was hot news. That's hot news or not news. Dan Graziano here on Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Dan, always great to hear from you. Dan Graziano on the Goodyear Hotline, by the way, brought to you by Goodyear, making the plays that move you forward. Goodyear more driven. Thank you, Dan. We're going to get to more of this Julio Jones stuff, and he's going to tell you something about Julio that's even hotter news than that. That's Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max on ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80.